So please put your hands together for Pastor George as he comes to share the word of God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jay. Praise God. Good to be here. Yeah? Is anybody here? Good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're in our own house. Amen. Pastor Jay, where's Pastor Jared? You're right. These lights are bright. You can't see a thing. Honestly, it's so good to be here. It's so good to be in the house. And, you know, we've spoken about this, prayed about this for years, and it's finally here. And I remember what we came in the summer and we were praying here and walking here and dreaming in here about what it could be. And here it is. So don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. This is an amazing miracle. It's an amazing place. It's an amazing church. Amen. And praise the Lord for it. So we just give God the thanks. And thank you, Pastor Jared and Pastor Lucinda in the back, for having me here and for allowing me to minister tonight. And as he said, my awesome wife is here, Esther, and we're together in Greece, and we've got wonderful kids that are somewhere. And my parents-in-law are here, and my sister-in-law is here, and it's a family occasion. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are here for like 4 days, and we got in on 5 days, I think, Saturday, and we're leaving tomorrow. And so, you know, when I told Pastor Jared I'd be here, he's like, okay, you got to share. And I said, great, and but I can only come on a Wednesday and all of that because, you know, I had this word that's been burning in me that I really just wanted to share with you guys for this year. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to encourage you, especially now, because things are just really going crazy in the world. Wherever you look, wherever you are, things are not as they used to be, right? Okay, we can all agree on that. It doesn't take a genius to say that, to understand that. I don't need a prophetic anointing for that. Things are not great, but things are going to get worse. And in the world, things are going to get worse, but not for the church. And I'm here to tell you that tonight. As the church, as the believers, and you guys are the Wednesday night crowd, you're hungry, you're coming out for the double portion, and praise God, you're going to get it. Amen. But things are going to get hard out there. Things are going to get worse, but not for the church, not for the children of God, not for the believers. If you will just believe, and if you will just stand, and you will just continue in your faith, and don't step back, don't worry, and don't fear. Amen. Hallelujah. At the beginning of the year, the Lord gave us a word, and he said, this is the year of the blessing of the Lord. Amen. And I'm bringing the blessing back, the Lord said. I am bringing the blessing back. So I want us to get ready, and I want us to be prepared to walk in that, to operate in that, and to know exactly who we are and what we have as children of God. Hallelujah. So let's start off by opening our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. Amen. If you can do that. Hallelujah. Say, I am blessed. Amen. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And it's not just a nice word that we say after someone sneezes, bless you, or, you know, oh, that's so sweet, bless you, you know, like a little, this is a powerful, it's a powerful concept if you'll understand what the blessing actually is. Hallelujah. So Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, if you turn there, and I've got a new Bible just for this occasion, so I'm breaking it in. Hallelujah. I'm tired of carrying these Bibles. They're so heavy. I'm carrying them across the oceans and on the planets. I'm just having one everywhere I go and just leaving it there. Amen. Okay. So we can use this one, the Bible in the sky. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Amen. So God made us in his image, right? According to his likeness. Hallelujah. So God created man. Okay, let's go to the next one. next verse. Yeah. Oh, no, not that. Wait, 26, 27, 28. Sorry, guys. 27. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. And then verse 28, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Okay. So God created us, and then what did he do? What's the first thing he did for us? He didn't pray for us. He blessed us. He blessed us. The first thing he did for man was he blessed us. Why? Because we cannot operate and function as we are supposed to operate and function without the blessing of God. Amen. We were created to walk and to operate in the blessing. That's why it is the first thing that we see God doing. Be blessed. Be blessed. And he says, be fruitful and multiply. That's part of the blessing. The blessing is about increase. The blessing is about provision. The blessing is about health. If you study out the blessing consists of three things: divine health, divine provision, and eternal life. Amen. The curse is the opposite. The curse is lack, poverty, sickness and disease, and death. Exactly the opposite of the blessing. So he says, here, I'm giving you the blessing. I'm giving you the blessing. The blessing is the name that God gave to his power. Hallelujah. And that power that flows, that is in us and flows through us and is for us. Hallelujah. So the first blessing that he gives us is total and complete control over everything here on earth. The only thing he doesn't give us control over is other people. Okay? Man was never created to control another man, and man was never created to be controlled by another person. That's why when someone tries to control you, you resist, and it doesn't feel good, and you go against it always, 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 in all situations, because that's not the order of God. Man wasn't meant to be controlled. Man was meant to be submitted to God and follow God's guidance and follow the Lord's leading. Hallelujah. So God blessed us, and he gave us complete control over everything and also provided everything that we needed. Hallelujah. It was complete provision. That's God's blueprint for our lives as believers. We don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about the economy. We don't have to worry about the government. We don't have to worry about what the devil's doing. Too many people are focused on that. Well, let's look what the devil did now and look what's happening here. Stop looking at what the devil does. Just look at God. Hallelujah. Look at God, follow God. Doesn't matter what the devil does. The devil does what he does best. And what he's done throughout history is fail, fail, fail. He always tries to stop us. He always tries to stop the plans of God. He always tries to stop the works of God. And he always fails. He is a professional failure. Amen. You do not have to worry about the devil. Okay, you don't have to focus. Oh, look what the devil's doing. Look what they're doing in government. Look what they're doing here. We got God. Hallelujah. We children of the Most High God. It doesn't matter what the devil is doing. So we focus on God, follow God. Then you will be in the right place at the right time, and you won't have any issues. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, the plan of God, listen to this, the plan of God for your life has already been spoken. And all that he has for you, you will find in this book, right here. We don't have to look anywhere else. We just look right here. He blessed us, he gave us his power, and he gave us his anointing, and he gave us his instruction. It's right here. Amen. The plan of God for your life has already been spoken. He spoke it out before. Amen. And when he speaks something, it doesn't return void. Hallelujah. And all that he has for you is here in this book, in the word. Just like for Adam, whatever Adam needed, he found in the garden. He had it in the garden. Whatever you need, you have right here in this book. And if it's not in this book, then you don't need it. You don't need it. Don't be looking for something that's not in the word of God. Amen. You want the blessing to operate in your life. You want the blessing to flow in your life. You want what God has for you in your life. This is where you're going to find it. Don't look anywhere else. If it's not in here, you don't need it. It's not for you. In here, he has got everything that you need. Hallelujah. He has got everything, a solution for everything that you are ever going to encounter in your life. Why? Because he saw you encountering it before he created you, and he put it, the solution, and he put it all here in the book for you. Amen. Hallelujah. You're a child of God. You're a child of God. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget whose you are. Hallelujah. And it's his will that we are victorious and that we live on top in every situation. Amen. Now, sometimes we might get down for a season. Sometimes, I hate the word season. Sometimes we might get down for a moment. Amen. Because many people are going through seasons. You can't even find that in the Bible. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a season of this and it's a season of that. I'm like, come on now, stop. Amen. We might, you know, we live in a fallen world. The devil is still God of this world. So sometimes sickness might come upon us. Sometimes there might be a time of lack, but we don't have to stay there. Amen. Hallelujah. We might go through, it might arrive, but we will go through it. We are able to overcome it. Amen. Because God has given us his solution. He has given us his plan, and he's given us, hallelujah, the freedom and the breakthrough and the deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so the first thing he does in the garden, he blesses Adam. So wonderful. Adam doesn't have to do a thing. He just has to go around taking care of everything. Whatever he says happens. It produces. He needed something. He spoke it, just like God. God spoke and it was, right? That's how the blessing is released. God, Adam was blessed. He spoke and it was. He named everything. He did everything. He just spoke it and it was. But then he sinned and he messed it all up. And part of the punishment for Adam's failure, for that sin, was that now, Adam, you are now going to have to work by the sweat of your brow, okay? Before, it was all sweatless. He would just be there tending the garden, doing what God said, in communion, in relationship with God, amen. That's how we're supposed to be, in communion, in relationship with God, hallelujah. Doing what he has for us, fulfilling his plans and purposes for our lives. Hallelujah. Now, because mankind then lost the blessing of the Lord, he went so far away from God that by the time we get to Genesis chapter 6, you get to a place where there's so much sin in the earth. So Genesis 1, wow. Genesis 2, Genesis 3, sin. Three chapters later, there's so much sin in the earth because there's been this disconnect from God. There's so much sin that God says every man's thought was only violent continually. So then what happened? The flood came and it wiped out everyone. It wiped out everything except for Noah and his family. And then we get to Genesis 9. After the flood had come and destroyed everything, Noah survived with his family. He now has to live in this earth. He now has to operate in this earth. So what does God do? Turn with me to Genesis chapter 9. And if we go to Genesis 9 and verse 1, hallelujah, we see exactly what happened. Moses comes, the flood's over, the ark's landing. And 9 verse 1, so God blessed Noah and his sons, and he said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Amen. In the King James Version, it says replenish, replenish. So again, he knows. See, God's plan, blessing. I've got an assignment for you. I've got something for you to do because God's got a plan for all of us. As I said, the plan of God has already been spoken. Amen. How are you going to fulfill the plan of God in your life? Is through the blessing. Through the blessing. Without the blessing, you cannot function. You cannot fulfill that plan. Amen. He had a plan for Adam. Bam. Well, for mankind. Blessed them. Messed up. He had a plan for Noah. Blessed him so that they could now be fruitful, multiply, increase, replenish. Make the world a place that is habitable for mankind and for us to continue and for us to be. Hallelujah. So when we look at that word replenish, it means to stock with abundance, to recover form of fullness, and it means to perpetually renew and resupply. So now Noah was supposed to resupply the earth with the blueprint of God, which was the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. So he had to bring down Eden into a place that was completely devastated. And God's going to bring you into some places that are going to need to be changed, that are needing to be shifted. The atmospheres are going to be shifted. The spiritual places have to be shifted. And you are going to be able to do it because you are blessed. You are blessed, and it's with the blessing, hallelujah, that we're going to be taking us into some places where faith is not going to be an option. Faith is going to be mandatory. You're going to have to live by faith in these times and in these places, not only for yourself, but for the people around you, your families, and the world, hallelujah, because the church is the solution to the world. Amen. You have the blessing. The blessing is designed and is powerful enough to make Eden a copy of heaven of any place on earth. Amen. Because that is what God wants. That is what God designed. He didn't mess it up. He didn't design it to redesign it. Amen. And the beautiful thing about operating with God is no time. It can be done in no time at all. You see, we've got to get out of time. The minute you put time onto something you believe in for. Well, I believe to be out of debt in 2 years. I believe to be healed in 3 months. The minute you put time onto whatever you're believing for, you take it out of the heavenly realm, out of the realm of eternity, and you bring it into the earthly realm and into the realm of time and into the control of the earth. Hallelujah. We've got to stop doing that, and we've got to get out of that, because if God, hallelujah, intended you to wait on time, then he would never have given you faith. I don't need faith for the doctor to tell me, hey, I'm going to be healed in 3 months from a broken arm. It's going to happen. The doctor said so, it's going to happen. It might be a few days earlier, it might be a few days later. I don't need faith for that. So faith tells time what time it is. And what time is it is with faith is now. And that's how the blessing works. It's a now. It's now. When God tells you to do something, when God leads you, when God gives you that unction, hallelujah, it's now. Stop putting it into time. Stop putting it into now. No, I'm stepping out now and I'm believing you, Lord. However long it might take, it might take a little bit of time. It might take a little bit of time, but you don't put it into time. You trust the Lord because you know that now is faith. Faith is now, hallelujah. And we can do it in no time at all. Amen. Real faith decrees when things are going to happen, and time bows to that decree. Hallelujah. So faith dictates when a thing should happen or materialize or come into manifestation, not time, not time. You're believing, you're trusting, you're connecting with God, you believing him that I am blessed, that I am yours, that what you say, God, is real. Because when God says, by my stripes you are healed, is it true or isn't it? You've got to make a decision that I receive that, that I believe that, that I confess that, and that I act on that. Hallelujah. That when the word of God says, I will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. When is that going to happen? Now. Now. It's yours. It's yours. So you don't have to worry. Hallelujah. Amen. Man keeps messing up. Hallelujah. We see in the Old Testament. You know, I want to share one thing with you because the Lord just like kind of shook me up about this last week, about New Testament and Old Testament. You know, as believers, we're very focused on the New Testament. We like the New Testament. That's the Word of God. That's our covenant. We're New Testament people. We're New Testament. But I just want to share this with you. And when we give the New Testament, I don't know about you, but I've done it. You give the New Testament a little bit of a higher level than the Old Testament. You like kind of respect the New Testament more than the Old Testament. But I want to say this to you now. The Old Testament is just as much the Word of God as the New Testament. Amen. It's just as much the Word of God. And we can't leave the Old Testament just for the New Testament. I'm a New Testament believer. You know what? If you read most of the New Testament, it's quoting the Old Testament word for word. Hallelujah. So this word of God is the word of God. Amen. And we see it happening time and time again where people pull away from God and come close to God and pull away from God. And we saw that with Adam. We saw that with Noah. We see that all the way going through. Finally, God gets to Abraham. Hallelujah. I love this. We love Abraham. He's a father of faith. Hallelujah. Genesis 12, verse 1, it says, "Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of your country, from your kindred, and from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you. In you shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Amen. Hallelujah. Look at that. Here's Abraham. What a man of faith. Abraham didn't wait. Abraham was obedient. And that's so important. That is so important in seeing the blessing work in your life, to seeing God's hand, God manifesting in your life, is obedience. When God says something, we do it. We don't question it. We don't wait. Abraham didn't say to him, "You know what, Lord, wait, you know what, let me just pray, let me just fast, let me see." I mean, if you look at the situation, he's saying to Abraham, who's 75 years old, okay? He's not a little kid running around. "Okay, yeah, let me go. Let me look for a new adventure." No, he's 75 years old. He's established. God is saying, leave everything you know. Leave everyone you know. Go to a place that I will show you that they don't know you. There's no jobs there. There's no physical provision in the natural. And they don't even want to help you. That's a plan for failure. I mean, if somebody had to tell you that today, you'd say, "You're crazy. Well, what are you talking about? You want me to go where? You want me to go what and do what? You want me to leave everything I know, everyone I know, and go somewhere that you will show me?" And he did it. Now, we might all say, "Yeah, I would do it, yeah," after reading that. But would you? Would you do that? Would you just do that? Would you just leave everything? But you see, God was taking him, and Abraham, praise God, was so obedient. But look at this. He says, "I will bless you." So Abraham didn't have to worry because he had the blessing, and he didn't have to worry about what he would find there. He just had to be obedient to God and do what God told him to do, because when he get there, he knew that the blessing would work for him. The blessing would figure it out. The blessing is powerful enough to change every situation and circumstance in your life for you into your favor. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what the blessing is there for. God's blessings. He says, "I will bless you." And that blessing is for all of us, because he says, "In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." Abraham got up. He was obedient. He went. And we see the result of that. Blessed, 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 beyond, 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 beyond. Even when he lied, I mean, called his wife his sister. He did some stupid things. He took his nephew along with him. God told him not to. But even when he made a mess, and thank the Lord that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because we see so much mess in there too. And that when we mess up, we know that God has got mercy and that there is forgiveness for us. Hallelujah. Amen. And we got to be the same way as Abraham. We can't wait. We can't wait to see, should I, shouldn't I? We got to go and we got to do it. And when you're going to live in the blessing, you need to be obedient. You need to be obedient to what God's telling you. And for this year, we've got to make a choice. If we want to see the blessing of the Lord manifest in our lives, hallelujah, we've got to choose God first. We've got to put God first, because that blessing is there. You are blessed. Amen. Say it, "I am blessed. I am blessed." Hallelujah. And this year, that's the word the Lord gave us. He said, "This is the year where I'm bringing," not that it had disappeared, but we had kind of left it in the background. And not that it's going to end on the 31st of December. "Oh, well, the blessing's over. 1st of January. Oh, what am I going to do?" No. It's going to continue, but we're going to learn to live in the blessing. this year. We're going to learn to rely on God, to lean on God in every situation and circumstances. When the banks fail, hallelujah, praise the Lord. If the stock market goes sideways, hallelujah, praise the Lord. If another plague comes, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because I am blessed and my family is blessed and I have the blessing of God working in my life. And with that, we can overcome everything and it can change every situation and circumstance. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the year of the blessing of the Lord, and you are blessed. Look at Acts chapter 3 and verse 26. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. So he gave us Jesus. And what has Jesus come to do? To bless us. To bless you. Amen. He's the seed of Abraham. So we see the blessing, right, pronounced upon Abraham. I'll bless you. I'll bless you coming in, going out. I'll bless those who bless you. I'll curse those who curse you. Hallelujah. And in you, every family will be blessed. Amen. Jesus, the seed. We can trace him back to Abraham. Hallelujah. So we see that blessing flowing through. Jesus came to bless us. To bless us in turning every one of you from your iniquities. And that's key. Because, you know, right there's a lot of stuff just there in that verse. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want the blessing of the Lord to work for you, you've got a decision to make. You've got to decide right now. Well, you can decide right now. You can decide another time. But I encourage you, decide now. Amen. I'm not going to walk in sin and iniquity anymore. Amen. But I'm going to walk righteously with God so that God can cause the blessing in all of the areas of my life. Amen. To work and to flow and to stop the curse, the lack, the sickness, the death in every area of my life. But we've got to choose. We've got to choose that we are not going to walk in iniquity anymore. We're not going to walk in sin. If there's anything that you know in your life that is a sin, you've got to make a decision right now. No more. It's not worth it. The blessing is the most valuable thing that we have. It's the power of God to change every situation and circumstances. Hallelujah for us. Amen. Why would you want to sin? Why would you want to hold on to sin? Why would you want to do something that is not in the Word of God or is completely against the Word of God? Oh, well, so-and-so is doing it and it doesn't seem so bad. The wages of sin is death. That's part of the curse. We need to make a choice. We're not playing with God and God's not playing with us. The heat's getting turned up. Amen. Hallelujah. We want that, right? We want the glory of God, right? Hallelujah. Don't we remember the church in Acts? 5,000 got saved. 3,000 got saved. Wow, there was the power of God working. There was miracles. Peter was walking. People just wanted his shadow to pass over them so that they could get healed. Isn't that awesome? But what happened when they lied? Ananias, Sapphira, what happened? They just lied. They didn't have to. They lied. Boom, fell dead. We all want the glory high, but when that glory comes and that glory is turned up, let me tell you, the price of iniquity is high as well. And that's why we've got to push in and we've got to make that decision. Hallelujah, that I want the fullness of God. And if I'm going to have the fullness of God, I'm going to have nothing of the devil. I'm going to have sin out of my life, non-existent in my life, and I'm going to choose God all day, every day, continually. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, it's here. It's ours. It's available. Amen. And Jesus came to destroy everything that would ever speak against that power and against our redemption. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing can stop you when you're with God and in God and God is for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wherever we go, we've got to take the blessing with us. And I just wanted to encourage you. I don't know how much time do I have, by the way. Amen. I know it's a Wednesday night. It's a school night for the kids and work night for the rest of you. But anyway, praise God. That blessing is there. It's the empowerment of God on your life. for everything. You don't have to worry. No matter what's going to go on. There's wars. There's going to be rumors of wars. We're in those times. We're there. We're there. We've entered into the end times. You can't tell me otherwise. Just looking at the Word of God, I don't need to look at situations and circumstances. Just looking at the Word of God, we see it. And it's not. I'm not saying that to put fear into your life. I'm saying that to encourage you to stand up, because this is the time of the church. This is our time. This is what God has created us for. This is the most exciting time to be alive. Amen. Because the devil's not hiding anymore. Amen. He's got his head raised. He's got his head raised in every sphere of society, in everything. And he's shouting loud and he's barking loud. Hallelujah. And it's us, the church, that has to rise up and has to put, and has to be the church. Amen. And we don't have to worry about what he's doing. Amen. But right now is also the time of the harvest. When Jesus looked out, he said, the harvest is great. The harvest is great, but we're the harvesters. We're the harvesters. We're the harvesters. Amen. The harvest is great. It's now. It's now. We're going to see salvation. We're going to see great times. Hallelujah. Yeah. I remember saying this last year or the year before. I don't remember. One of the times. I just remember saying it. That once you've got the building, we'd be here every night. That this would be a place of miracles. This would be a place of signs and wonders. That this would be a place of awakening. That this house, wherever it was, wherever Eternity Church landed, that it would be a place where every night, we're going to be having meetings every night. I still remember that word. And I know, and I'm letting you guys know, and I just want to encourage you as well. Hallelujah. In the darkness, we are the light. And this is a light in the darkness. And it's not only these two that have got to do it. It's all of you. It's all of us. Amen. Don't wait on them. Don't wait on them to call a meeting. Don't wait on them to lead everything. Amen. Hallelujah. God's blessed you. God's anointed you. They will lead. Hallelujah. And yes, you're not going to do it without them. But praise God. Don't wait on them. Come on. Be who God's called you to be. And you've got pastors who understand that, who understand the calling of God on other people, who don't need to be the superstar for it to be all about them. And that's what I love about them. It's not just about me, 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 and my ministry. It's about what God's doing. And when we sit and we talk, and Pastor Jared talks to me about you guys and what's going on, he's just so happy. And he's just like, wow, you must just see what's happening in the church. And you must see what's happening with the people of the church, the breakthroughs, the blessings, amen, the battles that you're guys are going through. Hallelujah. This is our house and this is our time, and it's time for us to rise up, and it's time for us to be the church. It's not time for us to take a back seat, but we got to come to the front, because we are blessed. We have the blessing of God operating in our lives. Amen. And we are here to replenish the earth. Hallelujah. We are here to be the solution to a hurting earth, to a broken earth. They are suffering out there. 2 weeks ago, I was in Marseille. And I'm sitting in my hotel room and I'm just praying for the meeting that I was going to have. And I'm praying for the city and I'm praying for France and all of that. And then I get up and I walk to my window and I'm still praying. And I see people walking, because in Europe they walk, over here not so much. Amen. And I see people walking in the streets and they're just lost. And they're just going about their business. And it just cried out. The Lord just rose up in my spirit. Tell them that there is a God, that there is a God, that there is a God. There is a God who loves them. There is a God who is real. There is a God who is powerful. There is a God who redeems. There is a God who sets free. There is a God who is faithful. There is a God. And I want to encourage you all that you go out and you tell this world, because this world needs to know, because it's forgotten about God. It's forgotten that there's a real God, that there's a true God. It's up to us to go out and let them know that there is a God. There is a God who loves them, that there is a God who has a solution, that there is a God who has a plan, that there is a God who blesses. Hallelujah. And for each of you, each and every single one of you, don't forget that you are blessed, that you are blessed. Now, in the Old Testament, The priest used to proclaim the blessing over the people. The man of God used to proclaim the blessing of the people. As a man of God tonight, I want to proclaim the blessing over you. Hallelujah. So if you will just stand right now, amen. It's God's intention that you be blessed spiritually, mentally, socially, psychologically, financially, in every single way. That's God's intention for you. And he gave me this word to give you so that you can take this word and put it in your mouth and declare it over your lives, that you are blessed in every area, in everything. Amen. That's God's intention. Hallelujah. And he's put it out there. This is the year, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, of restoration. The world may have the craziest stuff happening in it. And it may get worse. Well, it will get worse. But it doesn't have to be for you at all. That's not your portion. Your portion is the word of God. This word that is right here. Amen. Hallelujah. We read in the word of God that the priest of God, Aaron, prayed the blessing over the people of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God honored his prayer. Amen. God told them to pray because God does something in the earth. Amen. When we release the word of God, when we speak the word of God, God moves. His word has the power to fulfill whatever his word says for you and for your life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And right now, I want to bless you just like the priests of old and the men of God of old bless the people. Amen. I pray the blessing of the Lord upon you. Be blessed in your body, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be blessed in your marriages. Be blessed in your families. Be blessed. Let the blessing be upon your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Be blessed in your financial life. Be blessed with favor. May the favor of God go before you and prosper you in your way. Be blessed with revelation from on high. Be blessed with revelation from the word of God. And be blessed with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. May that anointing go before you by the power of the living God. And as a servant of the Most High God, I pronounce this blessing upon you tonight, for this year and forevermore. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.